Oh, Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Jay is sick.
Well, we knew that.
I mean, he's really sick.
Uh-huh.
Flu-like symptoms.
Uh-huh.
Pink eye.
Pink eye.
He's in an iron lung.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
really?
Right. He goes all the way.
Yeah. Committed to the bit.
In an iron lung.
Uh-huh.
And so he won't be in today.
Okay.
He won't be in today.
See how
it's Thursday. Sherry Shepherd Thursday.
Good morning.
Buenos dias, la gente.
From Los Angeles, Sherry Shepherd. How you doing, Sherry?
I am so good this morning.
That's good. That's good. Everything good on the set of Soul Man where you
I just finished Soul Man. I
fresh off the set.
Fresh off the set. I taped this Casey Undercover with Zendaya.
And that's
like
be...
I'm going salsa dancing with Amber Riley and Jordan Sparks on Monday. I'm excited.
Good for you.
What are you doing with salsa dancing with Jordan
Well,
Sparks
Amber and... Riley, you know, she won Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I was voted off Dancing with the Stars. So it's natural that, you know, we would hook up the loser and the winner.
On Dancing with the Stars? Go.
Amber Riley was Mercedes on Glee.
She was on Glee.
And she was
exactly.
The first African-American woman to win Dancing with the Stars.
So you're going to be on Dancing with the Stars on Monday?
No, they're just going dancing.
Oh, you're just going dancing.
Yeah,
oh,
we're just going. We just going salsa. I wish. You know, I'm waiting for the day they do the best of, and I'm right there. I want them to call me so I can go back on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
you'd like another shot.
I would love another shot. I was voted off in the fourth week due to unforeseen things going on, and I would love to go back. I actually would love to compete against Williams, the Wendy Williams lady.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Wendy Williams lady, because she dogged me out. She dogged me out real bad on Dancing with Stars.
She talks about everybody real bad
on Dancing
with Stars. Yeah.
What'd she say about you?
She said I couldn't dance, and she said I was cooning. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
She said I was smiling too much, and they told me to smile.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's what I do. I was born grinning.
She said you were cooning.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when you get voted off, then you say somebody else cooning. So I would love, and I love Wendy, so I would love to go head-to-head with the Williams
lady. Have you ever
had
that conversation with the folks at Dancing with the Stars about another opportunity?
They wanted to bring me on when they had the other
All-Stars.
Other All-Stars come on, but I had just been on the season before, so they said that I couldn't. But
well, we got a show. We got a show this morning. I know. You were a New Edition fan, but what about a Jodeci fan? Were you Jodeci too?
I just saw their video.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
That they're back, Casey and JoJo.
Devontae.
We all got memories of them. Remember?
What were your memories? What were your memories of Jodeci? Because I've heard
my
your memories of New Edition.
What always was attached to Mary J. Blige. Everything. It was like, what is wrong with Mary? Why is she crying on this record? Oh, her and KC.
And they're back. They have a new CD. It's called The Past, The Present, The Future.
And they're coming into our New York studios where I am this morning. And they were supposed to be on Wendy last night, yesterday. But they, because... All four didn't make it, and Wendy didn't want them to perform. The three are coming, Mr. Delvin, KC, and JoJo are coming in this morning, and we're going to talk about this. I like this album, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Yes, I do.
Have you heard
beautiful.
It, Sherry? It
just
is.
It's one of the songs.
It's old Jodeci.
Yeah, it is.
I love it.
They haven't done anything in 20 years, but they haven't missed a step. This is Jodeci.
Is that bad? I immediately, when I heard they were back, I got on my knees and started praying for them.
No, I think that's legitimate.
No. I started praying for them because I want them to stay. I want them to be strong. You know what I'm saying? This business will eat you up.
Yeah.
You know, look at it. You know, so I was praying for them because I'm like, this is great that they're back. We've missed them.
Absolutely.
So I just want them to have their strength. I want, you know, them to have wisdom and make great decisions. No, that's why I was praying for them, because I love them so much.
Yeah. And I really do hope that they, you know, take this and run with it.
Well, they're coming in.
Oh, that's my favorite.
They're coming in this hour.
Okay.
They're coming in this hour, so
okay.
We get to talk to Jodeci.
You telling me, Sybil, you didn't have to pray for forgiveness after some nights listening to Jodeci? It's some stuff that didn't happen.
I'm saying that there were some prayers that were sent up after.
There's some stuff
after
happened
a
Saturday
night of Jodeci music.
Of
yes.
Jodeci.
Not alone in that. Not alone
That's
in that
what I'm
at
talking
all.
About.
Yeah.
They created
yeah.
many babies.
They really did.
Anybody do an April Fool's joke on you yesterday, Sherry?
Oh, my goodness. They tried to do one with me. You know what? It wasn't the one that none of them were so good because on April Fool's, I'm expecting something.
Right.
So anytime anybody tried something.
How about your son? Did your son ever try to do anything?
No, he doesn't know about the April Fool's jokes yet.
Okay.
But I started to, and I didn't know if I was going to get any. I was going to tweet that I had a big secret to announce. I was going back to The View. But I knew that if would, I said yeah. that, it would be picked up by so many. And I didn't know if it'd be embarrassing to go, "Ew, yeah, April Fool's, Barbara Walters ain't asked me back."
And you look like
and I'm looking like boo-boo
yeah,
over here.
Right.
You don't know. So it's like you don't know how to craft them. You know, you got to, like, our April Fool's joke was great, Tom.
Yeah.
The Empire joke. Post-finale. Yeah.
That was, like, awesome. You worked on it. You got it structured.
But that
see,
was
some
classic.
People don't know how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, you better stay out of it.
And people, and that's what gets a lot of butt whippings on April 1st. They don't know how to do an April Fool's joke. They piss people off, and they get their butt whipped.
And they get their butt
anybody,
whipped, yeah.
Anybody, text me, 646464. Anybody get their butt whipped yesterday because they don't know how to they don't know how to play.
Well, you gotta apologize.
Who's this football player for the Seattle Seahawks?
Bruce Irvin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tweeted or put on Instagram one of them that he got arrested for a DUI. April Fool's. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the problems that the NFL has got, and you're an NFL player.
And that's your idea of a joke.
That's a joke.
Okay.
Yeah, you know he got in trouble from the front office. They don't play.
Yeah.
Here's and he had to tweet and say we're sorry.
Here's one. Tom, my April Fool's joke caused major argument with my in-laws. Mm-hmm. I told my two sister-in-laws, that I needed to be picked up from the Greyhound bus station. I live 45 minutes away, and the other lives 10 minutes. I told them I was coming at 6. They both text me that they were there waiting for me, and I text them back that I was on April Fool's Boulevard.
Oh.
And all hell broke loose, and now they don't want me attending any family functions ever again.
Good night.
Oh, bye, Sheila.
I think there's some other history involved in that one.
That sounds like more to April Fool.
Yeah, man.
See, that's what I'm talking about. If you don't know how to play, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah,
please,
it's not for the faint of heart. You gotta do it the right way.
I love April 2nd, so I can talk about who got their butt whipped because they don't know how to pull off an April Fool's joke. Text me at 646464.